preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Hey, it's right about here that I cut in, folks, with a woman and the kids and the dog.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a...
And the shotgun, the rifle, and the four-wheel drive. That's about where... It's my turn. This is your Trump Phenomenon radio show. I'm your host, James Kelso, coming to you from the least visited state in America, North Dakota, here on... Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. And the you can call in. I'll just get this housekeeping out of the way at the beginning of every show. You can call in. 800-313-9443. And thank you for joining us. If you are new to the show, this show is about the Trump phenomenon. And the boy, we sure have had no lack of phenomenal things to report these 4 years. And the of course, the boy, the wheels are coming off. So we'll go to Donald Trump's Twitter account tonight. Let me see how many people are in there. As a matter of fact, let's just see. That's been one of the phenomenal things occurring is the growth in the Donald Trump Twitter account, growing by the other night it was 300,000 people. Okay, let me find my sheet of paper here. We were at we're currently at 81.5 million. Half a million have been added in the last 3 days. Half a million in 3 days. So something's going on. That is phenomenal. All right, let's just get a rough idea here of what we're looking at here. Macy's was looted last night. Now it's getting personal. Let me find him here. You know, when you're into genealogy, when you become a genealogy fanatic, as I am, you get this big, giant family tree with 50,000 people in it, and who can possibly remember everybody that's in there? I'll tell you who's in there for me. I'm a Macy. And the let me find my Macy roots here. So as I say, they're getting personal here when they break into the Macy's store. Let's see here. Oh, I see. All right, hang on just a second. I got so many Macy's in my tree. It's going to take me a second, but I'll get to them for you. The founder of Macy's is a cousin of mine, Roland Hussey Macy, 1822 to 1877. And interesting history I learned along the way. That red star that is the logo of Macy's, where did that come from? Well, Roland Hussey Macy, when he founded the stores, had a red star tattoo on his arm. And just looking for logos, they went with the tattoo on his arm. Funny story. He's my seventh cousin, Roland Hussey Macy. So broke into our family store last night. The dirty rats. The Macy's at 34th Street Long, the largest single department store anywhere in the world. Oh, from whence do I read? I'm reading Donald Trump. This is a tweet he made 5 hours ago. Anywhere in the world, and a point of pride in New York City. I've actually never been inside of Macy's. I was born in Manhattan on Fifth Avenue, but never been inside of Macy's, and apparently it covers a whole city block. A point of pride in New York City was devastated yesterday when hoodlums and thieves vandalized it, breaking almost all of its large panels of storefront glass. What a shame. Bring in the National Guard. And by the way, speaking of the National Guard, I was at a funeral today that really, boy, did it. And everybody at this funeral was thinking about the same thing. We were at a funeral up in Grand Forks, North Dakota. This is where I am. And it was honoring a young man, a police officer, who was shot 3 times by a guy named Salambaugh, a black dude who found his way into this town. Salambaugh shot 41 rounds out of his AK-47 at local police. We're simply trying, all they were doing was trying to serve an eviction notice on Salambaugh. Cop in his 20s with a 10-month-old baby son, beautiful young wife. We got to watch her today. Thousands of us here in this little town, thousands, a good percentage of the whole population of the town was at his funeral. Police cars drove from every single police department in the whole state of North Dakota. This is the first cop that's ever been shot in our town. And all those people got it. Here is somebody that should be a national story, should be the subject of salutes and tributes. Instead, we're in this upside-down Twilight Zone world where a scumbag, dirtbag, drug-dealing, porno king, assaultist, a person who had spent 5 years in jail for one of his assaults, a professional criminal, thug, he's being idolized, marches all around the country, not marches, rioting. Upside down world. And it occurred to me, as I watched all these police that were here, hundreds and hundreds of police from all over North Dakota, and they didn't just come from North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, I think there were some from Iowa, drove here, spent the whole day celebrating one fallen cop. And I realized what incredible people these policemen are. And one of the things that the scumbag, dirtbag pukes of the communist media are achieving with this glorification of this hoodlum George Floyd, Big George, as he's called in the porno business, Big George, let your imagination run wild, is that they are trashing police. These are some of the very best people we have. Listening to the eulogies and of this young man gunned down, just trying to knock on somebody's door, just absolutely insane, and the person who shot this local policeman. This is small town America. Nobody in this town is going to forget this, ever. And the puke newspaper, the left wing puke garbage fish wrap newspaper, they won't cover it properly. We have the same problem you have wherever you live. Why do the left control the media? How the hell did that happen? Take it back. Turn these garbage mouth people off. Turn Anderson Cooper, this weirdo, turn him off. How did they take over the means of communication? This is what George Orwell was warning us about. We have to take our communication back. Donald Trump's got that very clear. He's made it very clear. He's made the point that the fake news, the dirty press, they are the enemy. This is essential. This actually was the prerequisite for them taking over political power. How Donald Trump managed to get in past their guard and become president, it's the greatest miracle of our time. We ought to, this show could be called, instead of the Trump phenomenon, could be entitled The Trump Miracle. All right, so there's that tweet from the president about Macy's. Bring in the National Guard. Oh, this young man was a member of the National Guard. Just an outstanding father, husband, policeman, soldier. All of this. The heart, beating heart of America. And so often these police, these wonderful policemen, come out of service as young men in the military. These are the best that we have. That's one of the things the puke media is trying to do. Now, these four cops that were involved with the arrest of this puke drug dealer, porno king, breaking and entering assault, con in Minneapolis. I have no idea what the caliber, quality of those four particular cops are. The million or more cops in America, those four, an Asian, a black, and apparently two white guys. Good cops, bad cops, mediocre cops, incompetent. I have no idea. But that's beside the point. I know the person they were arresting is a dirtbag. They've also now changed the coroner did the proper autopsy, found the guy had died of his conditions. He's a dope head with a heart condition. But be that as it may, that's not the question here. Whether it was excessive restraint or not, that's not the issue here. This we can make the comparison with another hoax, which is the Corona hoax. The whole damn nation, our whole country, shut down by these left-wing pukes. They want to destroy America. The coronavirus is a hoax. It is a hoax. Did you hear that? Now, at this funeral I was at today, I was proud to see that nobody was dumb enough to wear a mask. That badge of surrender, that badge of submission, that badge of humiliation and obedience. Take off the damn mask. This is a cold. This is the flu. Wake up, America. You got hosed big time. Now they're doing it again with this arrest in Minneapolis. This is of no consequence. Just as the cold that we had was of no consequence. It was of no more consequence than last year's cold. No more consequence than the 1969 Hong Kong flu. We didn't give a rat's ass about the Hong Kong flu in 1969. I was 21 years old. Now I'm 71. I was 21 years old. I don't even remember. Nobody even thought about the Hong Kong flu. 100,000 people died. Yes. Yes, people die. Old people especially. Oh, funny how that works, isn't it? People get to be 80 years old, 90 years old, and son of a gun, they die. No one even thought about it. A much more deadly disease that we had in 1969. So the con job here, folks, is to wreck America, and part of it wrecking America there is to panic you, to get you to freak out, to get you to put on your mask. People outdoors, I can't believe it when I see it. Somebody who's outdoors or in their car with the windows rolled up wearing a mask. Stop it. But now this latest, now we'll see how it goes tonight. They're mobilized all over the country. Why? Why are they everywhere? These riots are everywhere. All of a sudden, suddenly, just bang. Just like the coronavirus, all of a sudden, bang, all of a sudden, in every European country. We've got the deep state activated in every country simultaneously. Everybody's got to wear a mask. Everybody's got to stay inside. Everybody's got to lock down. Everybody's got to go under house arrest. All of a sudden, bing, bang, from out of nowhere, same as these riots. All of a sudden, there are riots everywhere. It's the worldwide left. They hate you. They hate me. They hate us. They hate America. And they want to bring it down, destroy it. That's the common denominator. And the virus, target of opportunity. George Floyd, target of opportunity. Just an excuse. If it hadn't been him, if it hadn't been the virus, it would have been something else. Remember, before that, it was the Russia hoax. Again, a complete bullshit hoax. The whole thing, from start to finish, the whole Russia thing that you and I had to endure, and we're still enduring it. They haven't stopped. These communists like Adam Schiff, communists like Nancy Pelosi, like Chuck Schumer, these are communists. These are Bolsheviks. These are pukes. These are criminals. We know they're lying because their lips are moving. And they lust. I asked the question earlier in the show. How did they take over these newspapers? How did they take over the media? They lust. We have the answer. They lust for power. And media equals power. You unfortunate normal people. I'm talking to you right out there. Yes, you. You have the unfortunate trait of being normal. You don't lust for power. You instead want to have a family. You want to produce. You want to be creative. You want to enjoy life. You want to have fun. No, you got the wrong idea. You're not going to end up in charge doing that. The person that's going to be sitting on your face with a jackboot on you is the person who lusts for power. And that's what characterizes left-wing people. And that's what drips out of every pore of Nancy Pelosi's ugly over... What is it? What is she using? What is she using to fill those pores? I don't know. So... There we have it. Let's go to the president here. Let's take a look at his. My goodness. Now this is all, you know, a valiant effort by the president. Well, he's got a pinned tweet here. Let me skip that. He says 12 minutes ago. How do you like that? Is that fresh enough for you? 12 minutes ago. Here's a message to you from Donald Trump. I'm privileged just to be able to read it to you for a bedtime story. I had long planned to have the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, a place I love. I'll put my finger on the page right there. We'll come back right after this break. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no
ghetto. Hey, we're back, folks. We were reading one of the latest tweets from the president. He's talking about the planned Republican convention, now I think postponed to August for Charlotte, North Carolina. And the president says that it ain't going to happen now because, let me find the tweet here. I was just reading it. Let me finish it. It's a series of tweets here. It's a whole chain of tweets. It's not going to be Charlotte, North Carolina now. Where'd it go? President's tweeting so fast. Here it is. Here it is. Oh, my gosh. All right. Now, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, he's a demon rat, and his representatives refuse to guarantee that we can have use of the Spectrum Arena in Charlotte, North Carolina. We would spend millions of dollars, have everybody arrive, and then have to tell them we will not be able to gain entry. Governor Cooper is still in shelter-in-place mode. He believes folks in North Carolina, shelter-in-place, and not allowing us to occupy the arena as originally anticipated and promised. We would have showcased beautiful North Carolina to the world and brought in hundreds of millions of dollars and jobs for the state. Because of North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, who won, by the way, he got into office in 2000, well, I'll have to look it up, 16 or 18. We are now forced to seek another state to host the 2020 Republican National Convention. So there you go. The hunt is on, folks. Could be any state, could be any city. And this is going to be in the next few months. This will have to be picked quickly. I know Ron DeSantis in Florida would like to have the convention, and others. There's a bid from the governor of Georgia would like to have the convention. Is it Governor Kemp? So we'll see. Here's a tweet from the president 5 hours ago. Sleepy Joe has been in politics for years and did nothing. Now he pretends to have the answers. He doesn't even know questions. Weakness will never beat anarchists, looters, or thugs. And Joe has been politically weak all of his life. And then the president signs off with law and order. And by the way, if you saw it today, there's this speech by Joe Biden that was on TV today. And I swear, was I looking at a hologram version of Joe Biden? This was like a zombie. And he wasn't making errors. He wasn't making any speech errors. He was clearly speaking a speech that had obviously been written for him. But how did they do this? How did they take this guy who can't put two sentences together? That's what the president has said accurately. He fumbles, misspeaks, has brain short circuits. It's worse than misspeaking. He has obviously brain malfunction. But he got through a fairly long speech without – I didn't watch the whole thing. So boring. But either somebody has a drug that works on his brain – and calms him down, and as well as making him look like a zombie, or the speech is an edited, like high tech, piece of art, where somebody took an original and then edited out the screw ups, and we got a hologram version of Joe Biden. I don't know. But it was a pathetic left-wing speech today. All right, going back out here. The president tweets 10 hours ago, New York City, call up the National Guard. The lowlifes and losers are ripping you apart. Act fast. Now, don't make the same horrible and deadly mistake you made with the nursing homes. 3! Now, Donald Trump knows whereof he speaks. He's a New York City boy, born in Queens. That's a borough of New York City. That's part of New York City. Born in Queens and raised. So this is near and dear to his heart, the death of his native city. And of course, he, as you know, recently, he changed his legal address to Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. And he said, I can't take it in New York City anymore. Got another tweet on the same subject coming up right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
We're back, folks. We've got half our show left to go here. Here at the Trump phenomenon, I'm watching that phenomenon, Donald Trump himself, walk across the street. Have you ever been in Lafayette Square? So on the north side of the White House, the statue of the Marquis de Lafayette there, who is so essential in our revolution. And independence. And walking right behind the president, this was just a stunning thing. These commie scumbags who are the heart of the demon rat party terrorizing our cities. And last night, shooting and beating up our police. We're not going to stand for it. Donald Trump's not going to stand for it. We're going to win this fight. Donald Trump was in the White House while they were trying to set fire to St. John Episcopal Church. See it right out the door of the White House. right across Lafayette Square. And presidents since James Madison have attended that church. I think the church he attends in Palm Beach, I believe, is it Presbyterian or Episcopalian? It's the church that was set up there by Flagler, the pioneer of Palm Beach. Anyway, the president, the next day, walked out the gate of the White House directly across Lafayette Square with a huge military presence in the square. They cleared the scumbags out, the communists. Calmly walked across the street, and walking behind him was William Barr, his great attorney general. And he wanted to see for himself, to see how the church was, because he watched that on TV with you and with me, as the communists. This is a communist revolution going on in this country. And the media, which is, here's, you know, if there's something good in this, the communists have surfaced. They've activated their cells. They've hit the go button. So we now see them. America's true citizens, the real Americans, we see what these people have been planning for us. They've activated their plan. What do they say? Game on. The war has been declared. So how will this turn out? Are there enough good, patriotic Americans? Were they activated enough by seeing the communists reveal themselves so that on November 3rd, in spite of electoral fraud, election fraud, voter fraud, every kind of fraud, in spite of all of that, will we have control of our own country on November 3rd? This is our country, damn it. These people that took over our country, go to hell. Get out. I like what Dan Bongino said in his Twitter account yesterday. Get the F out, Dan Bongino put on his Twitter account, which now is getting up to having 2 million followers. Bongino has it right. Will there be enough of us on November 3rd, in spite of the election fraud that is already taking place? Phony ballots are already being prepared, distributed. People that are dead are going to vote on November 3rd. People that have moved to another state are going to vote in the wrong state. On November 3rd, Democrats are going to vote early, and they're going to vote often. Can we win in spite of that? Donald Trump won in spite of that. That was going on with Hillary in 2016. But now they're more ready. I don't think they fully activated for Hillary because they were sure she was going to win. That's why the puke Barack Hussein Obama left almost 200 judgeships, federal judgeships, vacant. He was so sure that he was going to win, that he didn't need to fill those positions. Remember, at one point, Barack Obama had the Senate, he had the House, and he had the White House, and had a pretty good handle on the Supreme Court as well before Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. So look how close we've been to the edge of the cliff, folks. We won back the House. We won back the Senate, and then we won back the presidency. And Donald Trump, there were 2 years. Thank you, Paul Ryan, you piece of garbage, who wasted those 2 years by not pushing the Trump agenda for those 2 years. Thank you, Jeff Sessions, you puke, for walking the president right into the Mueller trap. turning the president. The president was counting on you, Jeff Sessions, to back him up. Instead, you hid behind your mother's skirt and put Rodney the Rat Rodenstein in as the acting effective attorney general, who then immediately appointed Robert the Hitman Mueller to take down the president. This has been one hell of a nail-biting experience, the Trump phenomenon. So let's see what, but this is a beautiful thing to see the president just physically walk across the street, stand in front of that historic church. And he tweets right next to that. He says, my fellow Americans, my first and highest duty as president is to defend our great country and the American people. And by the way, that doesn't include these pukes. These people hate America. I say that disqualifies them as Americans. If you hate America, you ain't no American. I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do, he said. I'm always, when we're doing this show, I'm always checking to see if the president has put out a new tweet. It happens so often in the course of a show, I miss a tweet by a minute or two. And here's the policeman who was killed viciously. There's a picture of him, a YouTube or a video. This poor policeman on the ground, I think he's moving. Killed by these animals, these savages, these scum. The president tweets 11 minutes ago, our highest respect to the family of David Dorn, a great policeman from St. Louis. This is a black guy. I'm looking at his picture. Who was viciously shot and killed by despicable looters last night. We honor our police officers, perhaps more than ever before. Thank you. And I second that. Boy, I was at a funeral today with hundreds of policemen. Every single police department in North Dakota sent cars, and in the funeral procession, all of them flashing their red and blue lights. It was a beautiful thing to behold, honoring one of their own, a fallen comrade, gunned down by some African, brought in by the social justice warriors. He had a whole arsenal of guns, including an AK-47. They knock on his door, and he pumps out 41 shots into our police, takes down two of them, kills one with a 10-month-old baby. The loss of that one real American's life far exceeds the value of every damn immigrant from the third world, every single one of them. I'd rather have that one real American's life back and have every one of these third world invaders sent back to where they came from. Go home. This is not your home. Get out. Leave. This is our home. This is our nation. Our ancestors built it. They bled for it. They sweated for it. They entrusted it to us. We better not lose it. Get these invaders out. Close the door. We don't want no more. And we never wanted any of them. Nobody ever asked us. Not one of these political pukes, these dirtbags that are our politicians, these corrupt politicians. They never, ever put immigration on a ballot. They never make it a ballot measure. We never get to vote on this. Never, not once. Never, ever.
They know we'll vote it down every time. So they don't put it on the ballot. This is not a, we don't have a vote in this country. We have a permanent political class with pukes in it, in both the Democrat and Republican parties. Donald Trump is the first real patriot who's gotten into office at a high level. And he's smoking out these rats. Will he be enough? Will he be in time? That is very much in doubt. All righty. If you want to call in and weigh in on this, 800-313-9443. Let's just see what's going on over at Breitbart. Take a glance here. I'm like you. I'm going to be watching tonight to see what these communists do. Cities across the USA brace for another night of riots. That's the Breitbart headline. The American flag is down. The Black Lives Matter flag is up in New York City. The Seattle police chief stands with the Black Lives Matter. Now, by the way, folks, don't be fooled by any of these, this minority of left wing. Police are patriots. Who knows what the, how do you find out this matter? I'll bet you American police voted anywhere from 2-1 to 4-1 for Donald Trump. I'll bet you. Kind of like North Dakota. We voted more than 2-1 for Donald Trump. I know we do know that the Border Patrol endorsed Donald Trump. Police support Donald Trump. Our military support Donald Trump. See what else is up here on Black on Breitbart. What is this here? Let me just look at this headline. Boy, some of these headlines are so amazing, you don't believe what you see. Oh, my God. George Walker Bush. What a piece of human garbage. Get this headline if you had any doubts. George W. Bush cheers the protests as sign of, quote, strength, unquote. What a poor excuse for a mind. And by the way, protests, these are riots, folks. These aren't protests. These aren't protestations. These are riots. Former President George Bush cheered the nationwide protests on Tuesday, suggesting that they are a show of, in his words, strength. He said, it is a strength when protesters protected by responsible law enforcement march for a better future. Hot damn. You see what he just said? Protected by responsible law enforcement. What an SOB. In that phrase, he's saying that lots of law enforcement is not responsible. He's saying that law enforcement are nothing but a bunch of police brutality. Go to hell, George Walker Bush, who screwed our country so badly. The only thing good about former President George W. Bush is the word former. Thank God. How did we endure this garbage? In his written statement, Garbage Bush wrote, quote, it remains a shocking failure that many African Americans, especially young African American men, are harassed and threatened in their own country, unquote. Can you say white guilt? George Bush is ashamed he was born. What are you talking about? We harass and threaten young black males in America? How did you observe this fact, George Bush, from your gated communities, from your privileged life? You don't know what's going on in the real world. What's going on in the real world is that since Lyndon Baines Johnson, $21 trillion have been spent in the war on poverty, which could be better said, the war on the white middle class. $21 trillion. I don't call that oppression. That's not oppression of young African men. That's a Niagara Falls of money, my friend, you idiot. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite. A seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'll tell you what I've gotten sick and tired of listening to. People like George Bush. Can you believe, folks, just to, you know, could this help you feel a little bit better here? I don't want to bum you out completely. Remember, I'm going to read you some deathless prose from George Walker Bush here. But if it makes you feel better, realize that this was your president, and he is no more the president. You have Donald Trump instead, a real patriot. We were in real trouble when this coward George Walker Bush was our president. Listen to what he writes. He epitomizes everything that's wrong with every dumbass white person, every dumbass never-Trumper, every dumbass neocon. He epitomizes what's wrong with them. In this next couple of sentences, you're going to hear the core of their thinking, which is fatal to them and to intelligence. It's fatal to our people if it spreads. This is a virus. This is a dangerous virus. Thinking like this. Listen to this. Many doubt the justice of our country. Really, George? Really? Many doubt the justice of our country. Let's see. And you were the president of this country? The country that has been the most just country in the history of the whole damn universe. You stupid ass. My 8-year-old knows that. No country in the history of the universe has done more to create justice, to propagate justice, than our wonderful nation, you ass. Many doubt the justice of our country. No, we don't, you moron. You are a moron, George Walker Bush, and your father was a moron. And then, oh, his next clause, and with good reason. That was our president. With that as your commander and your president, folks, you're lost. Your cause is lost with him as your president. Wow. Many doubt the justice of our country, and with good reason. I hope that goes on his tombstone. And then he says, we should go the way of empathy and shared commitment and bold action and peace rooted in justice. Now, you know what the communists were doing at one of the rallies for George? God, I can't remember this guy's name. I'm blanking him out. I know it's going to happen for years. I guess it's good. Well, we're not going to have time for that. I was going to tell you the communist chant they were doing. It was peace. Well, I'll tell you the chant in a future show. Clenched fist and the peace sign. We'll see you in our next show tomorrow night. We'll see what happens tonight. Stay tuned. Communism in action tonight. See you tomorrow. Don't stop.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.